It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the BFO. This is episode 9,423,000,000,000, and it's Friday, some fucking date that I can't remember. Oh, Lord. And I got a recipe today from one of our listeners, Lurry Dean, who, by the way, called the Dubious Intent show before he called my show. And because of that, I'm not going to read his recipe. Yeah, oh. I'm just not going to read it. I'm going to eat it myself. Finger.
I told you it'd be forever before I did that.
I know, exactly. It's just, that was just really, really, really insensitive of him to do that. So, you know, here's your chance, though, because, you know, I listened to the Monday show. I haven't listened to Tuesday's show yet, the one he put out for Tuesday, which I guess would be posted later tonight. This is really confusing, but no, I did hear Monday's show, and I did not hear him read the recipe for the grits. So now is your chance to share with the world. Tell us what your grits recipe is.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
This is really confusing.
Well, hello, everyone. This is the Fat One. This is episode...
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 335 of the BFO for Monday, the 18th of May, 2009. And y'all, Big Fatty has got a list today, and y'all, we are counting down to the big Chicago Hootenanny on Saturday. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Big Fatty has had quite the weekend, y'all, and I will tell you all about that in just a moment. The one thing that I really want to make sure that...
Daniel Beaver's Dubious Intentions and Kim Beaver celebrate birthdays the same day.
Weather Rat is just in a frenzy right now because there is weather moving through the area, y'all, and it is grumbling out there. So if you hear the grumbling, please know it is not Big Fatty's stomach. It is the weather. What weather? As my mother would say, we've got red rain moving through the area right now, y'all. Y'all, there is an infomercial on the television right now, and it is for I read it wrong. It says it is the perfect pull up, but Big Fatty read it as the perfect puller. So poor Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of Kim Beaver and that Daniel Brewer, Kim Brewer and that Daniel Beaver. Y'all, you know, Kim Brewer sent me that box of candy. Y'all, it is delicious, by the way. In fact, today I am going to enjoy one of the giant lemon heads while I do the show. So if you hear the giant lemon head in my mouth, you can blame it on Kim Brewer. But anyway, y'all, I was examining the packing slip that came with that. Y'all, would you like to know what Kim Kim Beaver's phone number is? 206-337-1438. It's exactly the same as the Fat Cave number, y'all. The voice letter number. Who knew that Kim Beaver took her personal calls here at the BFO? Who knew? I don't know. Y'all, I've been to the grocery store, and the coupon today was for the Publix window cleaner. And Big Fatty didn't spend very much today. I spent $23.75, and I saved $9.60. So, y'all, that's pretty good. They did have, however, I might just mention, that they had the eggs on sale. A dozen large eggs for 99 cents, and they had the good Oscar Mayer bacon, 2 pounds for $6. And they had the good apple snack, you know, that Big Fatty has to take with the cholesterol medicine each night. They had that on sale as well. And I don't know what that is, right? Peanut butter quarter. No. Pub Butter Quarter. Oh, butter was on sale also. Y'all, there was a problem with Friday's show because Big Fatty tried and tried and tried. By the way, I have been to the Star Trek, and y'all, it is fantastic. And if you don't like the Star Trek, this is a really good movie. And Big Fatty's not a big movie person. I will tell you that. But it's a great movie, and they did a great job of capturing the original characters at a younger age. And I think my favorite, first of all, they're all delicious to look at. But I think one of my favorites was Mr. Chekhov. And anyway, so I highly encourage you to go see that movie. But y'all, there was a problem with Friday's show. I tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to upload it. But y'all, I kept getting this this message that there was a broken pipe. And I had no idea that my show would have anything to do with the toilet here at the Fat Cave. But evidently, I have fixed the pipe. And I was able to upload it at the coal mine. And hopefully it will up the show you're hearing right now will have uploaded without a problem here at the Fat Cave. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I'll have to give you a report on that on Tuesday. Now, y'all, I was over there at the Kim Beaver. And y'all, evidently, she had a picture of a cake over there. And, you know, Big Fatty always looks at a picture of a cake. But, by the way, is the lemon head in my mouth annoying? I'm pretty sure there are a couple of podcasters that Daniel Beaver and the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I'm sure those two have already unsubscribed because of all the mouth noises.
But what are you making mouth noises?
So, anyway. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, the cake. Kim Beaver had a cake over there on her over at the lodge, wishing the Dubious Intentions and Anne and Alden. Anne is the laconic bed monkey, and Alden is the naughty Boy Scout. Wishing all of them a happy first anniversarium. And, y'all, then I go back over to it Sunday morning, and y'all, over there is, another cake, and Kim Beaver has, put a cake with Gussie the Sheep on it, over there, announcing it's her 34th birthday. But y'all, you know, she was thanking everybody that sent her birthday message, but y'all, Big Fatty didn't know, because he does not use the MyFace, or the Spacebook, or the Twitty. And evidently, everybody has sent Kim Beaver the happy 34th birthday wishes. And Big Fatty had not done it, but Big Fatty has remedied that. So, anyway, thank you, Kim. And I'm eating the lemon head in honor of your birthday. I'm sucking on it. Oh. Y'all, Trucker Alex always is sending out things to the different podcasters. But y'all, without a doubt, Trucker Alex has found the best app for your iPhone and the inappropriate touch. And y'all, it is called Weatherman or Weathermen. And y'all, what it does is you download it, and then you type in what cities you want. And then when you want to get the weather for those cities, it brings up a picture of a delicious, young, hunky gentleman caller. And then it gives the weather. And, you know, it'll get you to check the weather quite often. By the way, did I mention that there's red rain moving through the area? Let's see. A couple of things. You know, Big Fatty is leaving Thursday morning That is the 21st of May, and I am flying up to the Chicago, and I'll be staying at the Chicago Hilton, which is the host hotel for the International Mr. Leather Weekend Hootenanny. And Big Fatty is having his own Hootenanny over there at the Bucks Saloon on Saturday the 23rd at 7 p.m. And y'all, there's information over there on the BFO if you can make it. And if you can make it, please send Big Fatty a little e-letter saying, "Hey, Big Fatty, this is Larry the Lurker, or this is somebody, and I will be attending your Hootenanny." And that way Big Fatty will know how many adult beverages to expect, complimentary adult beverages to expect from the different people that are coming. So anyway, looking forward to that. Only 5 days, y'all. 5 days to the Chicago Hootenanny. Now, there are only four people coming right now, and that is Omar and Denny and Miss Lauren and JT. Now, Tom and Terry think they're coming, but they've not written to Big Fatty yet. And so I cannot verify if they will be there or not. And I have notified the Chicago podcasters that I will be there, and of course there has been no response. So I'm sure they're much too busy. Much too busy for Big Fatty. Y'all, before the time gets away from me, I want to do this. Make a wish, wish it in a dream. Y'all, earlier in the week last week, I received an e-letter from David out there in Denver. And, you know, he and his friend Brian out there, they get together on the weekends. I think it's on the weekends. And listen to the Fat One, and then they do some sort of handiwork. It's some sort of crafting. And David had said, "Big Fatty, we've got a surprise waiting. We're working on a surprise for you." And this was months ago. Well, earlier this week, I got an e-letter saying, "Big Fatty, be on the lookout over at the post office because the surprise is coming." And y'all, I went by there on Saturday afternoon. And sure enough, there was a key in the post office box. And so Big Fatty opened the locker where they put the different packages. Y'all, it is a package. It is about 2 feet long and a foot wide and a foot deep. It is a huge box, and it is indeed from Brian and David. And y'all, I have pre-opened the box, but I've not looked inside, except I did see that there was a letter on top. So I'm just going to read that right now. And, y'all, I think that I am going to probably wet myself, except for the fact that I am podcasting with pants off, so the world has returned to the to normal. And it says, "Dear Big Fatty, enclosed you will find the quilt that we promised. It was made with tender, loving care and with lots of laughter while listening to your podcast. This quilt was personally designed by Brian and David, and includes references to bacon. As in lots of pigs, and no swine flu was included, we promise. Also in the quilt has the Denver Broncos logo to remind you of where the quilt originates. Or you can dream of all those tight end football players while having the warmth of the quilt. The quilt pattern is basically called a crazy quilt." Well, y'all, nothing could be more perfect for Big Fatty. "We had intended the quilt to be a small petite couch snugly, but both of us being size queens and thinking of you, we now believe it will fit on a king-size bed." And y'all, from the size of the box, I don't doubt that. "Please cherish this in our honor, as it is intended to become a keepsake. Lots of hours and hard work went into this, thinking of your royal fatness. Love, as always, your friends, David and Brian. Y'all, I'm really scared to open this because I think I'm going to cry. But, y'all, for anyone to take the time to make something with their hands is unbelievable. And, y'all, plus, it costs $31 to mail it to me. So, now I'm going to open the box and look at the quilt. Oh, it's wrapped in plastic? Oh, it's in a garbage bag. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh! Ugh. Y'all, oh, my God. Okay, I'm taking it out of the bag. Y'all, it really is big enough to go... Oh, Jesus. All right, I'm going to have to take the headphones out here. Okay. Y'all, I'm going to turn the microphone... All right, you'll probably hear the fan now because I am... Oh, dear God, this thing is heavy. Oh! Y'all, I'm going to have to... I've got to move out into the middle of the room here so I can open this thing up. Y'all, this... And all I can see is the back of it right now. I haven't looked at the front of it. And I'm unfolding it. And... All right, and now I've got it laid out. And now I'm going to open it up. And I'm going to look at it. Oh my gosh! Y'all, this thing is absolutely amazing! First of all, it's big enough. I don't know if it'll fit on a king bed, but it is definitely big enough for a queen. Thank God. Y'all, there are pegs everywhere on this. This is the most amazing thing I have ever seen. Y'all, I cannot believe that y'all took the time to do this. Oh my God! David and Brian, y'all, this is absolutely beautiful. This is absolutely going to be a treasure keepsake. It's absolutely fantastic. Y'all, there are pigs everywhere here on this thing.
What is that?
Oh, there's a little thing on here that says apple cider, you know, for the apple snack. Y'all, this is absolutely... I'll have to take a picture and put it up on the... Probably not as the show art, because I don't want to spoil it, but I'll put it up. It'll come up on Monday during the day. Okay, I'm going to turn the microphone back this way, away from the fan now. Y'all, this thing is absolutely... unbelievable. I cannot believe that they took the time to do this. Y'all, it is absolutely, I am absolutely speechless. Who would ever think that Big Fatty would be absolutely speechless? And y'all, it's got a big yellow border around the edge, and then it's got kind of a polka dot border, and then it's got a purple border. Oh, dear gussie. Well, y'all, let me just tell you something. David and Brian, you have absolutely touched me, and I won't say it's inappropriately, but y'all have just touched... Y'all, it's too much. It's just... I cannot believe this! Oh! Y'all, I am absolutely speechless. I'm absolutely fucking speechless. That's all I got to say. Well, hopefully that won't last too long because, you know, when Big Fatty can't talk, you know, the world is not right, and really, all you can say about that is...
This is really confusing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.